Good afternoon, Walt. Well, I'm on assignment, as we talked about, and I wanted to introduce you to one of my favorite producers. I'm in one of my favorite spots in Florence, Italy, and I can honestly say my friend and producer, Eric Bonti, is with me, and he's taught me a lot about Florence and in the comparison with Florence and Rome. And Eric, I just want to welcome you and say welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me with me.
I'm so glad that we had this chance. Actually, today we're in a Bywine. I've talked about it on the radio before. It's where there's 210 producers from around just the Tuscany region, featuring, showcasing their wines that they make, telling about the region. And we've got one-on-one business-to-business meetings, and it's been great. And Eric and I met a few years ago, and last year we were able to bring in his wines. As you remember, we've talked many a weeks about Eric's Carato, his Tuscan blend, which is doing very well. And now you get to talk to, as I always refer to the winemaker as the chef, today you get to talk about the chef. So Eric, you want to tell me a little bit about your wines and about a little bit of your history?
Oh, my history is long, 37 years, because it's my 37 vintage that I've been doing now this year. And I started from a little small vineyard, starting making 120 cases.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then the business was going well, and I was so in love with this kind of business. And believe me, in the 80s, wine business was growing with two-digit every year.
Sure.
And the quality of Tuscan wine, for sure, was one of the best, including the Piemontese wine and wine from Verona, wine like Amarone. But I must say that the Tuscan wine is one wine that is, with a Chianti, is one of the most known Italian wine in the world.
From Tuscany. Tuscany has also benefited from a great love in the U.S. market. I mean, Tuscany, everyone knows of Tuscany and dreams of Tuscany. And this, Tuscany has really grown their wines because of that love for Tuscany.
Yes, absolutely. And where I produce wine is Tuscany, but it's a suburb of Tuscany,
sure,
which is called Maremma. Maremma is a really unspoiled land down in the south of Tuscany, much more closer to Rome rather to Florence. And I love that region because, first of all, it's unspoiled. You don't have so many inhabitants, and you have the most fantastic, breathtaking panoramas all over the sea. Actually, from my house, I can see coast for 100 miles.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's fantastic. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, for the listeners, let's quickly talk about Carato. Tell a little bit about the flavors and what it takes to make that wine, what you do.
Oh, I don't do anything, actually, because, to make a good red wine, you need to have good grapes. With a white wine, you can do something in the winery, but nothing to do with the red wines. That you need really from the very beginning, when you prune the your vineyard, you need to take care that the production will not overtake so much quintal per hectare. And I'm doing almost something like organic, but not 100%. Officially, I can tell you that in 2017, I will have one third of the winery which will be organic.
All organic.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the first time I tell somebody in the business.
Really? So we're in on a secret. We won't tell anybody.
No, absolutely. It's not that organic is a better wine than non-organic.
That's always the question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes organic could cost less, sometimes could cost more. So let's say in a financial way, then 1 hectare of not organic vineyard, it will cost you, let's say, $1,000, okay?
Mm-hmm, sure.
With the organic, you can spend $500 or you can spend $2,500.
Sure.
That's the difference. So you must be very lucky to spend, less. But if you have a bad weather, it's a really big work.
It makes a big difference. Now, also, let's talk just briefly. Let's talk a little bit. It has a great conversation you and I had in the comparisons between Florence, as you call it, a young city for us, you know. Old is 200 years, but you can compare Florence as the young city compared to Rome, which has all the history.
Yes, of course, Rome was born in 700. It was founded 753 years before Christ, so this Rome history is 2,800. Yes.
Wow. Now that's old.
That's old. And so when you go to Rome, apart is a big city, but you can walk into Rome and see 2,000 years of history, which you cannot see anywhere. You go to Cairo, you see only the pyramids. You go to Paris, you see only I don't want to speak about Paris, but you see always the Renaissance, as in Florence, which has been so big, powerful, with the bankers, Medici bankers, in the 1500, but doesn't have a history before or later on. Okay. I don't want that any Florentine.
We don't want to get no fight started.
but he would say no.
So that, you know, we've had the opportunity to travel and do. And you, I know you're an avid golfer, just like I am. Which hopefully this year you're going to be able to come visit me, and we'll get a little bit of golf in as well.
Absolutely, long drives, and I play only from the back tee, okay?
From the tips? Wow! That's the way to play. Uh-oh. Walt, I think I have my challenge in front of me. Well, I don't want to take up too much time, and I got to get back to work. It's time for us to taste, huh, Eric?
Yes, let's go to taste and enjoy the new good wine that I released this year.
Fantastic, I can't wait. Eric, thank you for being with me, and once again, thank you for everything. You've been actually absolutely fantastic to work with.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Walt, it's back to work for me. We'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
Bye. Where you go after?